If someone objects, well, living like that will make you so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good. No, just the opposite is true. When you live like that, you are your most earthly good. For in these very epistles that direct the people of God to live with the eyes of the soul fixed upon the coming glory, descends to the most practical duties in the social realm, in the domestic realm, in personal interactions. And as I was driving over tonight, I said, Lord, how can I illustrate that and make it stick? And the best thing that came to my mind was, suppose I were to tell you, well, I'm going to tell you, that what I try to do on Mondays after all my to-do things, I have to pay my bills like you do. Suppose I were to tell you, when I've done all of those things that the things that have to be done, one of them tomorrow, I've got to clean out my closet and get all my summer shirts back into the other room so my wife has a place to put on my long sleeve shirts. I've got all that written in on my little block on Monday for to-do. Then I try to get a couple of hours to sit in our family room. My wife gets me a New York Times and a Star Ledger, and I put on some CDs of the kind of music I enjoy. And I will sit there for 2, sometimes 3 hours, giving those papers a very serious read to try to keep in touch with the book reviews, the theater reviews, international news, what's going on in New Jersey, read the editorials. Now, what have I done today? I've engaged myself in almost all my waking hours reading my Bible, praying, writing, preaching. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you think I would want the Lord to come and find me preaching more than I'd want him to come and find me sitting listening to Beethoven's Fifth and reading the New York Times? What do you think? Well, you see, if we have the biblical perspective straight in our minds and hearts, we would want to be found by the Lord at his coming doing what it was our duty to do. And I believe it's my duty to take some of the Sabbath rest that I don't have because it's my most exerting day and to transfer it to a Monday. And I believe I can honestly say, as much as I would love to have the Lord return while I'm preaching, I'm not ashamed should he return if he finds me with my feet up on the recliner, the New York Times in my hand, and listening to Beethoven. I got no problem with that. Why? Because all of life is lived before his face when we're walking as we ought to walk by the rule of his word.